It was past 10 at night, and two policemen came in, and they looked incredibly serious, and they told me to sit down. And I thought I'd parked my car somewhere I shouldn't, or my car, you know, I thought I'd done something that I shouldn't have done, and I was really quite nervous. And then they said that there was no easy way of telling me, and that Mia had been fatally wounded. And I think at that was when I went into a shock, that I didn't come out of for quite a long time. Mia was vivacious, and she was extremely funny. She didn't take any prisoners. She had a cutting wit, shall we say, but she was a very compassionate girl. She had a deep love, particularly of small children, and she was always drawn to children in any gathering.
I just want Mia to be remembered as just a carefree, generous, considerate young woman who was just basically at the beginning of her life, really, and who gave so much to other people. And she just never really got a chance to fulfill the extent of her potential. Tom, what he did, I mean, I don't think there's any words to describe just what he's done and what he tried to do for Mia. Not many people would have that level of bravery to sort of put themselves in that situation and put themselves in harm's way. Especially considering what was happening at the time and the fact that he was able to intervene and the fact that he was so gravely wounded because of it and ultimately died. You know, that's just horrible. And yeah, we'd just like to provide whatever support we can to his family at this time.